Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low, I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy, bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19, have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Yo, 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 welcome back. We are here for another episode of Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? Ready for another Sunday fun day. So as always, roll something up, light something up, pour something up, come kick it with your people.
For shizzle. Now, I'm going to be pulling from my energetic twin, Mo, tonight because I am beat. We're going to get into all of that. Mo, you want to shout out the top five countries that's been tuning in?
Top five. Yeah, let's run it down. So from bottom to top. So number five, we got South Africa. Big shout out to Zulu Nation, South Africa, Johannesburg, all that. Yes. Big shout out to South Africa on the check-in. Number four, we have Finland. Big shout out to them. They've been holding it down. They've really been holding it down. So shout out to everybody out there listening. Highly appreciate it. Number three, we have India. Big shout out to Bombay. That's another country that's been holding us down the last few months, man. So, yeah. Really
Bombay, is that
number
that's
two,
Bombay? Isn't that Bombay rum that they got or something?
Yeah, something like that. I know it is some type of, I would assume that.
You know what I'm talking about? It's in like
India.
The white, it's in the white bottle, Bombay. But I thought that came from like Jamaica.
Bombay. Yeah, I don't know. You know what I'm
saying?
Okay,
we'll
be researching. So I don't want to give no false information. You know, it could be the same name. It could be a coincidence. But shout out to anybody who's drinking Bombay, and shout out to Bombay, India. Number two, we got Brazil. Big shout out to Brazil. You know what I'm saying? Representing South America. You know what I'm saying? Coming through. And then number one, of course, we got the home team, the United States of America. So big shout out to all 50 states, all the fly cities, East Coast, West Coast, North, South. You know how we get down. Highly appreciated. So that is the top five. And if you're not on the top five, tell a friend to tell a friend. Lord, want to listen so your country will get the shout out.
For sure, Mo. For sure. This week, last week, I'm calling drained. Okay, it's just a lot that I'm working on, and then vacation is this week. After I come back from vacation, I'll post where I'm going. And all that good stuff when I come back. But every year we go on vacation around this time of the year. It's really been getting the house in order, and it's kind of draining, right? Because you being here, you know, you got the business, and you got, you know, the kids and family and, you know, all of this, and then you got, you know, regular work, and then you got the household. So being the, you know, matriarch, the one that keeps, you know, all of the pieces going, you know, it just sometimes you just get in those moments and just be like, all right, God damn it. You know what I'm saying? So my partner was like, look, you need to, come on, we're going across the water. So I will be out of the country, but it's just a much-needed break. It's a much-needed break. I don't know. Like, I'm just the type of person where if I'm not, you know, busy, then I'm like, oh, I ain't doing nothing. So I'm accustomed to being just super busy. And, you know, one thing about it is when people see me, you know, they see people like me and, oh, you're overachiever, oh, you think this, oh, you think that. And I just keep myself busy. And I feel like if you keep yourself busy, you will be in line. If you focus on your destiny, you ain't got time for all that. Not just talking about it, but for sure being about it, because things will flourish in your favor when you are actually aligned properly. You know what I'm saying? So, this nonprofit was a huge project. It still is. I'm not going to say was, still is. And so, you know, it just doesn't stop. It's a long process of getting your nonprofit. And then after you do that, you know, because I got a loan form nonprofit as well. That wasn't a turnaround, you know. And then after you do that, you still have just so much to set up, you know, to put things in place. And even though I have a particular license that I have to file taxes on every single month for Georgia, because Georgia doesn't do the tax free thing. Georgia still want their money. You know, it's the feds. They say, okay, you get a pass. So, you know, I know they like, all right, now you ain't made no money. And I'm like, no, I just set it up to get in position. So we about to, you know, start moving with that. Offering more classes. Really just trying to, you know, get my people to like pay attention, you know, unlearn, relearn, So we're offering ORI classes. And I said, dang, that's something Mo would be, Mo sound like he would be interested in as far as like the ORI. Like, what is your ORI? You know, and just the ORI 101, the overall. Huh?
What does that consist of, the ORI?
Your ORI is your head, the Orisha within you. What makes you a god? Your ORI at the top of your head. So it's going to be two-part classes. It's going to be one-on-one, just telling you what is ORI, you know, how many ORIs you got, where are they located, what are their purposes, how to feed your ORI, how to stay aligned with your ORI, how to stay aligned with your higher self. To be aligned with your head, you know. When people do things like meditate, you know, there's other things that you can do to stay aligned. If, you know, you have a hard time meditating, like myself, I suck at meditating. So,
I love meditating.
No,
I haven't done it in a while.
I suck at meditating. No, get it. You took it off, so get it and go. I'm doing something. Don't do that. So, I'm not good at meditating, and I do other things, right, to balance myself out. Me, I'm a water baby. Even though I'm an Aquarius, we still the water barrier. So me getting in water, like going to the ocean once a year, that resets me. You know what I'm saying? If I did it probably more than once a year, then I probably would be more, you know, reset. I remember one time I skipped out on going to the beach for a couple of years. And when I tell you, it's like my whole life was just flipping and tumbling, and I had to get to the water. I had finally got somebody to take me to the water. And, baby, when I got to that water, it just everything just washed away. It's something about the reset. So we'll be talking about all of that. It's a two-part class, still doing the spiritual enlightenment classes. It's getting bigger, you know. You know, as I tell my partner, when spirits say offer it, that's what do you offer it to the community. You go out, you do what you got to do. However many people sign up, that's on them. As long as you're doing your part, like if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of people will be like, okay, well I'm offering this and this is supposed to take off right now and this is supposed to do this. You know, why are you telling me this? Patience is important in the process. You know what I'm saying, of what you're doing. We didn't get here at 6 years by sitting here saying, all right, well, let's count every single listener every single week. So let's count the numbers that they're doing, and then let's go on the backside and let's count how many people have widgets, and let's count. We didn't do none of that. We just come here because this is our way to just let our steam off and let our week off and talk and laugh. You know what I'm saying? And it's so important to do something that you like, more so love to do. Because when you're doing something that you love to do, you will stay consistent and you will engage. You know what I'm saying? It's important. So, yeah, exhausted, but I am so ready. I think it's just because I'm going on vacation that I'm even more exhausted. My body's like, now.
It's the turn down before the turn up.
Right, because my body's like, okay, you better calm down, because, man, listen, some of these vacations, I barely get any sleep on them, you know, but you get rest, you know, so beautiful thing, man, beautiful situation. How was your week?
So, yeah, my week is cool, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, this week I'm calling it maintain and multiply, you know, that's the vibe, and I'm bugging out. You know what I'm saying? Because my phone just bugged out, like, right before the show. So I'm, like, I'm cooling because, you know, me and my wife ran some errands earlier today. And, you know, my wife came in beefing with me because she was like, I called you because I needed some help, you know, bringing some stuff in or whatever. And I'm like, I don't know. I didn't get the call or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I did have my phone charging. You know, I got a new phone. And then, you know, so I didn't think nothing of it. Yeah, I ain't think nothing of it. And then, you know, I go to, you know, call in for the show, and it said call failed, like right before the show. So, you know, I got to see this up with that.
You
got to
turn it off.
Whatever, so.
Just turn the phone off.
I just turned it and then turn it back on, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did. And then it just sounded off some alarm, like it was calling the police or something. I don't know, something crazy.
You're so stupid. You gotta leave it off for like a couple minutes.
For a couple of minutes or something, right?
Yeah, what kind of phone you
got? It's the iPhone. It's the iPhone 13. So I don't know.
That's
but
what I
it's
got.
It's bugging out. Yeah. So, but it never, this has never happened. And I'm like, I can text. But I'm like, why is it saying call fail? So, you know, so that's why I'm calling from, you know, my other half's phone. So that kind of just threw me off a little bit. So I'm just trying to, but, you know, I'm a maintain for the show or whatever. But that just got me like, wow, right before the show. But anyway, you know, maintain and multiply, that's the vibes. Just very, you know, everything's, you know, pretty smooth. It's nothing too crazy, nothing too out of whack and nothing like that. My wife is getting ready to go to Cleveland. So, you know, we got
okay.
our little kind of like, you know what I'm saying, our little break coming up. So that's always cool. And then my sister was supposed to come up, but she just postponed to like the end of July with me. So I don't know, just some things kind of in flux a little bit, but you know, my week is chill. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, I'm trying to think, was there anything else going on? Other than that, anything's just pretty smooth, but you know, that's about it. You know, as far as my week.
You know, I'm shocked. Like, okay, so where you are you guys being affected by this smoke in the air?
Oh, yeah. So let me bring that up. So, yeah, so me and my wife both work, you know, we do business both in the city now. Whenever a New Yorker says city, we mean Manhattan. We live in Brooklyn, but we do our business in, well, I do my business in Brooklyn. Well, we both do our business in Brooklyn and Manhattan. But, you know, until, you know, I guess before the pandemic, we were straight Brooklyn. But now things is, you know, kind of switching up. So we like Brooklyn and Manhattan. Now, anyway, so long story short, we both back in Manhattan, too. So, yeah, so what was it? Tuesday or Wednesday, I want to say. Wednesday. You know, I went in to my office, you know, and I'm right at like 34th Street and 8th. That's not too far away from like Madison Square Garden, like a few blocks up, though. But just going into, so like, and then also, too, like, you know, it's easier for us because we're right on the train. That's why we like the neighborhood that we're in. You know what I'm saying? It's Prospect Park, Lefferts Gardens, and Brooklyn. But anyway, it's right next to the train. So we can hop on the train and just go to the city. So in the train, the Q train, it goes over the Manhattan Bridge. And looking at it, it's just, you just see, you know, it was like, I'm going into the city like at noon. And it looked like it's already like 7 p.m. I'm like, what the hell? And first I thought it was like some just fog. I'm like, damn, this is some thick-ass fog. So I get out, and I'm just like, yo, this looks bugged out. You know what I'm saying? But so then I'm at the office, and then, you know, my wife called, like, yeah, she's about to go out to lunch. And she's like, you know, make sure you bring your mask. And, you know, then I'm looking outside, and it was just crazy. So apparently they say – it was some, you know, wildfires in Canada that kind of just carried down. But I don't know, man. I don't know. So
yeah, I want to get your take.
You know,
like, he didn't say anything about that. Yeah, like, listen, let me tell you
something.
Yeah, like,
I forgot about it. I'm going to be honest with you, but it was eerie. It was definitely eerie that
you
day.
You can go.
Very eerie.
Let me give you guys that have never been to New York and you're in the United States or if you're outside of our country and you don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, so I was in Buffalo, New York, right at Niagara Falls.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, I was talking about that before.
Exactly, that's right
so
next to Toronto, basically. Yeah.
I went to Niagara Falls. Buffalo. Boom, you can look right there over the water, right? But we're talking about Manhattan. We're talking about downtown Manhattan. We're talking about in the city. They're saying that wildfires from over, was that Lake Michigan?
No. Well, no, because that's Buffalo, New York. So that's way upstate. So I'm, like, if you're looking at the map, New York City is, like, across the state. You know what I'm saying? So New York City is really right for the people to, you know.
What is the body
worldwide.
Of water that separate New York City from Canada?
Atlantic Ocean, right? Atlantic Ocean. Well, that's what separates Europe from and Africa from the United States. But remember, New York City is right on the East Coast. So
right.
But
what is separating Canada?
nothing, no water separating Canada. It's like, what I'm trying to say is, like, I'm looking at my map right now. So if you go up, the first city you're going to hit in Canada, if you go up the East Coast, it's going to be Montreal, right? So if you're coming from Montreal, then you're going to go into Boston, then you're going to go into New York, and then you're going to go into Philadelphia, then Baltimore, then Washington. These are all the East Coast cities, you know, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina.
Right,
these are
right,
all the
right.
You're get
but
down to
when
Georgia
I was there, right, you're talking about far upstate, right? Where,
yeah, so
what
you,
I'm talking
you,
about Buffalo. We're talking about in New York. What I'm saying to you is, okay, this is what I'm saying. Let me explain it a different way so you get what I'm saying. You know how many wildfires they have in California?
A bunch, yeah.
Like, a lot,
from what
right?
I hear. Yeah. Yeah.
From what we see, right? How many wildfires have you heard spread from California to Las Vegas?
Never. I never heard of that. I never heard of that.
Okay,
I don't
never,
know. I mean,
right?
I'm not,
okay.
You know. Yeah, not that I know
it
of.
It doesn't happen.
But I don't stay out there.
If it does,
yeah.
It's extremely rare,
like
right?
Yeah.
So, how in the hell, right? So what he's telling you is, so like Mo's describing, like, that's in the city, right? It's in the city now. Keep in mind.
Yeah.
From the time they lit these wildfires and this smoke got to New York City, it's fucking record timing. That's number one. Record timing.
Yeah.
Number two.
Yeah.
It's just there, okay? It's lingering. It didn't come in for a day or two and go out. It's lingering. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who believes this story. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that believe the story. But what I want to tell you, brother, be safe. Put on your mask because we're not going to know what the fuck happening until it's done. With these people that you got in this office, they doing all types of shit and then finding out to after it what actually happened.
After the
right now, we got a lot going on. I believe it's more than that.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. That's it.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, it just was odd because, like, you know, as long as I've been in New York now, 20 years, you know, at least 20 years, you know, so I'm like, this has never happened. So you would think, you know, like you hear about, you know, the California wildfires. You know, I got family out there, so they, you know, they keep me abreast to make sure that they are right. You know, when it happens, because I got a cousin that stays like where a lot of times that happened, you know, where it happens at. She's in Pasadena, so a lot of times, like, I remember one time she had to like leave her house. You know what I'm saying? Because of the smoke and the smog was too much, I guess. But here, you know, and it just seems like, and once again, I don't watch the news, but it just seems like if you're telling about it, you must have heard it from somewhere. But they're talking about New York City. So, but what I'm saying is Boston's even closer to Canada. You know what I'm saying? But you ain't hearing nothing about Boston, you know. And I'm like wondering, like,
how long did
the smoke linger at
9/11? How long did the smoke linger at 9/11? Like, come on. I don't know what they did, but it's almost like, okay, a few years back, when, like, right the first year that Biden got in office, we didn't have gas up the East Coast. From the South going up pretty far, we didn't have gas for a few days, right? And they said it was something with a gas line. But in actuality, Biden was running his mouth and talking shit, and so Putin shut down the gas line. That's really what happened, right? Or hacked into it and got it shut down, whatever the case may be. We didn't find that out till after it happened, right? With what's happening, and they are beefing with Russia and so on and so forth, is something that could have happened offshore, and that's the remnant. I don't think, like, whatever
because,
it is,
you know, with the Chinese balloons and, you know what I'm saying, just weird shit in the air. You know what I'm saying? Like,
whatever just
Chinese
happened,
balloons,
I don't think it either is an attempt of a terror attack, but what is the smoke and why is it lingering for so long? They're burning something under the ground. That's something that's happening right there in New York. Something that they're doing New York, D.C. area. You know what I'm saying? Something that they are trying to get rid of. Now, mind you, during this process, the government has been exposed a part of the government has been exposed for having this secret team, that a secret department that collects UFOs and the bodies in them. And so it's so secret that the people that are talking about it, all the other departments are like, you know, we don't know anything about this, da da da. But it's so it's too aligned. Now they just came out and said, okay, you know, yeah, we do track UFOs. You know what I'm saying? We have seen UFO sightings. So now people have to get rid of evidence. Whatever this is happening right there in New York. Like, whatever they're trying to say, whatever they're trying to do, it's not adding up. So be on the lookout, because obviously it does not come out until after something has happened, per usual. But this is some creepy stuff going on here in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I was up here for 9/11, so I remember. You know what I'm saying? So,
everybody,
that's some wild shit. I'm a person, I can actually say I was here. You know what I'm saying? When that shit happened, so that's enough.
It didn't last this long. It didn't last that long. But get your passport. Be ready. Start scoping out other spots. Yeah. Even if you just love the United States and you want to stay in the United States, baby, get you a second spot. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Find you a second spot that you don't mind going to, that you don't mind being in. That is our focus, actually. That's one of our focuses right now. So, yeah, man.
Nice.
Interesting. Mo, I wanted to get your standpoint. I was like, man, I'm going to talk to Mo and see what's going on down there with Mo. But let's get into this topic, right?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Let's get into this topic. Let's get into this topic here. Because I posed this question, right, online, and nobody, like, really interacted with this question. It was crickets. You understand me? But I sit down, you know, being that I am a life coach, being that I do tarot divination, being that I do spiritual enlightenment, I talk to a lot of people. You understand me? And I see how women, you know, they can know that he's dealing with somebody else, their partner. So tonight's topic is, why is it that women will settle to be the side chick or the other chick, but won't open up to being one of multiple wives? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a very big difference, and the difference is our lack of growth and our lack of understanding. I'm gonna say that. So I see so many people, he at home with them. I'm waiting on him to get his mind right, but he pull up. Well, we did have sex, but I'm for real. I'm standing on it. Oh, I know he out there doing him, but as long as he don't bring me nothing back, as long as my bills is paid, as long as, get up, like, you would be amazed at the excuses that I hear people make for themselves, right? When in actuality, it's like, it's asinine to me. Because even if you are saying he better not cheat, I with it, da da da. Even for y'all, they better not cheat. They better not let me catch him. You catch him and you still stay. You catch him and then you watching their phone all day. You driving yourself crazy trying to see what the hell they doing, and that relationship ain't gonna work. You know what I'm saying? A relationship without trust, it is nothing, right? So to all of y'all, it's a category for everybody. You're wanting to force a grown person with their own destiny to do something based upon what you have been taught or what you believe in, right? But why is it that we can't come together and say, okay, this is my husband, okay, he's not monogamous, I'm a wife, you go get another wife. That means everybody's being taken care of. There's respect there. There's, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a completely different ball game when a man is allowed to have multiple wives than when a man is playing in the streets. Now, you got some boys out there playing in the streets, and boys will be boys. You don't, they ain't got no money. They can't take care of the first wife. Or they can't take care of themselves. Y'all shouldn't even, you know, y'all give them the pussy because y'all want to. But a grown man, you know what I'm saying? A grown man that is like, hey, I'm not, you know, I'm not really monogamous. And even on the flip side of this, it can be that this person, they may love their partner. They may love their partner. They may value their partner for, you know, the energy that they put in a situation. But there's things that this partner cannot do. And before a man can really say to you, like, look, you don't cut it for me. You don't cross every T. You don't dot every I. Because at that point, you know, you're bringing on self-esteem issues. You're bringing on all these other different types of things that a person has going on. So that a person can have going on by you telling them, listen, you just don't cross all my T's and dot all my I's. You cool. I love you. We vibe. You know, you this, right? So I'm going to get another wife. Because I want whatever I want, right? But not telling her, because then, you know, women will try to wreck their brain and go crazy. Well, what is it that she got that, what she got that I ain't got? And what's the difference? And da-da-da. Those are women that already suffer from self-esteem issues, right? So I want to know, like, do people really know the difference? And would it be okay? It could be flipped for women, too, but not so much because grown men don't really want they woman having multiple husbands. Now, you know, I be trying it, but, you know, I be talking shit for y'all on the show, but they ain't never with it. But what is your view, Mo, in reference to the situation at hand? Like, if you got into a situation, would you rather cheat in private or would you rather, you know, your wife be like, okay, you can get another wife?
All right, so once again, hashtag happily married man. So, yes, man, we got these juicy relationship topics. All right, so once again, tonight's topic, why do women accept being a side chick and not him having multiple wives? I mean, look, you know, I mean, right now I can barely keep up with having one wife, you know what I'm saying? So I don't even know if I would literally want to have multiple wives. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be honest. Like, that really doesn't appeal to me. But I know the poly lifestyle is very, very, it's gaining momentum. You know, more and more people are being accepting of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, to each his own. You know what I'm saying?
Mo, with all due respect, one second, let me clarify one thing here, right?
What's up?
In America, called poly. However you describe it, in other cultures, African culture, and many other cultures, it's a tradition, right? It's not poly.
Yeah.
They be like, what the hell is poly? This is the way of life. This is FY. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you know, so, yeah, I mean, I have multiple wives. I mean, look, I could see it. You know, I can see that being I can see why people would do it. You know, like we've talked on this show many a times between me and you, Smooth when he calls in. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to keep things just in one household, or not even one household, because now it's wait, hold on. Now, because, all right, the poly thing, it gets to be deep. You know what I'm saying? Because if we look at it in the more traditional sense, you know, and once again, I'm not in these. In these, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm not in the mix like that to really know it, you know, to see what's really going on and how different cultures are doing it. Because I'm sure, you know, it varies in different cultures, different countries that you might be in. But I know, like in Islam, for example, right? You know, if you're gonna have multiple wives, you gotta be able to one maintain all the different, you know, wives. You know, you gotta be able to support all of them. And they're going to be in separate places. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you could just go and you check on your families or whatever. And if we're really getting to, you know, just nature, you know, a lot of, you study animals like the way I do, I know, you know, a lion, you know, he definitely will have multiple, you know what I'm saying, lionesses that he can, you know, cultivate with. You know what I'm saying? But that's why he's always, like, on, a, you know, making sure that no young lion is trying to come up to take his spot, you know? So, but then, you know, I've heard Smooth and you talk on, you know, on certain occasions where, like, you're saying, well, maybe we just keep, we all in one household, you know what I'm saying? And we just make sure we move as a unit and we pay all the bills and, you know, make sure things like that. So that could be a different thing. So, and then here's the other situation. So, you know, once again, I am in the United States of America, so I got to go by what I know, you know what I'm saying? So, and I know these different, especially if you practice in different, you know, different cultures, you know what I'm saying? I know you mentioned the EFI culture, you know what I'm saying? You be putting me onto a lot of this EFI culture, you know what I'm saying? I'm not up on it, you know what I'm saying, like that. But,
right.
You know, so I know when it comes to the marriages and stuff like that, it's not going through the traditional American system. So you have your own marriage and vows and different things that, you know, you stand on with that being your wife or your husband. But I know in the American form, as it stands right now, I don't see why, you know, why you shouldn't be able to have multiple wives and be legal the American way. Because if they're gonna open it up where you can have gay marriages, you know what I'm saying? You done already flipped the script. That's the one thing that just I trip out on. You know, that's why religion and all that stuff, I only can go so far with it because I know it's a way of control, you know, controlling the population. Because all this time, all the way up into, when Obama was president, you know what I'm saying, it was always like, one man, one woman, you know what I'm saying, this is how it is, this is in the Bible and all this other stuff, because, you know, this is a Christian nation, this is built on those values, you know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden they switched it up, and now, oh, you know what I'm saying, and not to say, like, you know, to each his own, you know what I'm saying, I'm not hating, if that's your preference, then that's what it is, but why call it a marriage? Why couldn't it just be like a partnership or something like that where, you know, if the person dies and, you know, you can get the heir, you know, you'll be the heir to, you know, whatever holdings that they have.
Because they,
you know,
can't make
so
money off of it. It got to be financially beneficial. Just, I mean, to say that, bro. Like, the LGBT, they're benefiting off of it. Because whoever the day squad, like, that's who they're going to put in the office, and that's who they're going to support. Those people, the people that's out there, I'm not going to turn this move. They are benefiting from that. They got to figure out how can they benefit, can they add more tax on the people. You know what I'm saying? It's not like that. You know, in Africa, there's no marriage certificate. There's none of that. If you talk between your families, the groom, the husband, the father of the bride go to the husband and tell them what they want, and they get them what they want, and they married, and the wife got to listen to the husband, and the husband care the wife, be in. There's no marriage certificate. It's none of that shit in Africa. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't want that, you feel me? You got other people that's just trying to say, well, I did this for this. It's processes that you got to go through when you want to get, you know, visas and stuff like that. But they can't make no money off of it, Mo. So, right, you would think. You said the most important thing. This was supposed to be a Christian country. You know what I'm saying? Built on Jesus. And then you just seen it flop. Because if you talking about you going in the courtroom and putting your hand on the Bible and all of this, and then now all of a sudden you got gays and trannies and this and that other. You honoring that and giving them
whole
that's the
wild part about it. This is recent. Like, you know, so all this time, 200 years this nation has been around? 1776, so over 240 years at most. You know what I'm saying? So for 240 years, this nation, when it was built, when they signed the Constitution and all that whatnot, you know what I'm saying, set the laws of this nation, it was always built on that. And then, so Obama came into office, 2008? This probably went into, like, his second term, 2012. This is when this came out because he was out by 2016. So, you know, let's say this, you know, I don't know the exact year, but I want to say like 2012, 2013, because I believe it was in his second term when this came out. So from 1776 to now 2013, that's when they switched it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? So that's, so all I'm just saying is, if you made money that way, then figure out a way, you know, where I'm sure it would be, you know, it could be beneficial to have, you know, if you can afford it to be able to have multiple wives, if both parties agree to it. You don't think that ever happened? Why not? I'm saying, why not?
There's a way, and not add the government into it. There's a way. But I'm saying, like, what are your thoughts on it?
I'm just saying, might as well just make it just across the board. Why not?
You already change
some shit.
But you got most people that's in this type of culture that they're not even trying to get the first. They're not going through no white man because they already see past the bullshit of the white man. See, the white man is the only people that could go and change these laws that supposedly be put in place for forever. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, anybody else, you can't change the laws. You know, like I told you, you know, in the Moore's version of God, it's the white man, the government. You know what I'm saying? And the bodies that hold up the government's rules. That's what a God is in the Moore's version. It's not a God. You know what I'm saying? They don't even, you know, honestly, like, break it down. White people don't have souls. So, you know, they weren't the forefathers. Every person DNA came from a black woman and a black man. You understand? As a black woman, she can have any race of a child. There's no other race that can do that other than a black woman. The black woman is God. You know what I'm saying? But again, you have these aliens, right? Which is what these white people are that's here, because they're not even they don't even have 100% human genes. You know what I'm saying? That 666 that they demonize. You know what I'm saying? Demonize. The 666 is, you know, the makeup of melanin. You know what I'm saying? And so it just really makes my skin crawl when I hear a black person that say, ooh, 666, the devil. Let me get something else that you don't know your ashe to know that 666 makes up melanin. So you are you demonized in your own right. So this is the whole point of unlearning to relearn. You know what I'm saying? If these white folks can change all these rules and then say, okay, this is what we do, and then y'all just, boop, y'all go run right behind them and say, yep, we're going to take it. This is what they said do, and you can't think for yourself. This is why the government is in place, for the masses that cannot think for themselves, that don't have enough common sense to tap into themselves and say something doesn't sound right, something isn't right. For the ones that didn't have enough common sense to back away from this. So when you break this down, even if you were, we're talking about if you were in a position, Mo, if you were in a position,
mm-hmm.
right? And I know wifey's there telling her, we just asking a hypothetical question. I love her much. Hi,
yeah.
Beautiful.
Okay.
If you are in position to have either a side chick or multiple wives, which one would it be?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Let me think for a minute. You put me on the spot. Let me think.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you my part while you think it. Okay. I won't accept anything other than somebody being straight up and honest. I hate a liar. You know what I'm saying? Straight up and honest. My partner, it'll be multiple wives. You know what I'm saying? Now, if I know that you sitting in my place playing on my dome, I'm not dealing with nobody else, and you dealing with somebody else, I can't do you. But I can then be in a relationship where I am one of two wives or one of three wives. I can do that because everything is up front.
But you know what?
Now, that doesn't mean that all of the wives are going to get along.
I just came to my conclusion. All right. I had to think for a minute. All right. So if I'm in an alternative universe, I don't want multiple wives. I'm going to tell you. I would not be married in the traditional sense, and I'll just deal with my women accordingly. So I that's the savage gentleman is going to kick in. That's when the pimping kicks in for me or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how I roll. If I'm going to have multiple women, it's going to be of that type of nature. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be of that. I don't need multiple wives. I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? That, me personally, I don't want to have to go to different families or whatever like that. I'm not really built like that to have just multiple wives. Multiple women is one thing. multiple wives is something totally different, and I'm saying that being a married man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not trying to multiply this married situation four times.
Two, possibly three. Yeah.
Nah, two. I don't want two wives. Two girlfriends. Yeah, two PYTs, two pretty young things. Oh hell yeah, three, four, five. You know what I'm saying? But wives, when you put that wife on there, that's a whole nother situation. And
the
one that
I have right now
is enough for me, man. So I can imagine two of them, three of them, four of them. Shit, I'm telling you, for the people that's not married, you know what I'm saying? Like, this shit, when you put that wife on there and that marriage, that shit changes things. That, those two little words, wife and marriage, changes things, changes mentalities.
Bro,
you're right.
I just didn't expect that answer, but I get it, right? Because you like, don't be putting up more responsibilities on me. Like, when you put the word wife in there, you're not just calling somebody your wife. You got to give them the same affection, the same attention. You got to make shit happen. You got to, you got to figure out, you got to know what's going on in each household, especially if y'all don't come together. You know what I'm saying? And so a lot of times,
four girlfriends.
A lot of times, especially with American women, right, they still are trying to learn themselves and tap into other cultures, but they just still are in this jealous, low self-esteem energy where they're so worried about the next woman, you know what I'm saying? And the next woman having the same title as they do, because it's always some form of competition, especially among black women, which I don't know why, but it's always I could do this better, or, I look better, or, okay, I see that. Like, it's
I blame that on the guy in a way. You know what I'm saying? Because you're supposed to finesse. That's once again. Look, see, Black, you bringing this pimp shit out of me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when we start talking.
No.
I get
there's no finesse in our culture.
It's no. It's
not
in our
culture. A wife is a wife, right?
Be.
So the wives they meet or they know of each other, right? From there, either they're going to be cordial and they're going to work together for the greater good of the whole unit, or they're not going to be cordial because someone, you know what I'm saying, is not aligning, and then there's the separation. So at that point, you then really don't know what's going on. But the separation comes when someone, which is generally a narcissist, that is trying to control the narrative, feeling like, oh, well, they love me enough. If I keep driving a wedge, then they'll leave it alone. Or they'll come back and choose me. And when that doesn't happen, then they go absolutely crazy because now you don't know what's happening.
I'm of the ilk like this. Like I said, once again, look, savage gentleman coming out now. You got to coach up your squad. So what I'm saying is, if in an alternate universe, if I was to have multiple wives and stuff like that, right, I'm going to make sure that they mesh together. I'm going to make sure I will wait till I find the right one that's going to mesh with this collaborative
effort
that I'm building.
But what if you get a girl that's just going to sabotage every single thing because she just doesn't want you with nobody? That does happen. They would sabotage everything.
Then I got to kick her out. That's like, so I'm not going to have no bad apples spoiling the bunch. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure that I got everybody that's in tune to what's happening. You know what I'm saying? So if it's a bad apple, I'm no. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm just trying to say. So I'm in a world famous chopper. This dude is young, so I get it. That's why he like fumbling the shit. But you know, it's a big time topic going on, and it's a big time like story going on. Zion Williamson, and this new chick that I didn't even know existed until now, but Mariah Mills, who's an adult starlet or whatever. But in a world famous, I'm gonna save it for that. But perfect example of, if he was a little bit more mature, he would have knew how to finesse that whole situation. But, you know, he's young, so, you know, she trying to finesse him. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. But that's what it is. You got to make sure, because if – all right, so I'm going to just put this out there real quick because it kind of goes along with the topic. So Zion Williamson, right, big-time NBA talent. He hasn't played as much, but he already got his money or whatever. He's with the New Orleans Pelicans, right? So he started, you know, messing around with a porn star, Mariah Mills, right? So, but it was pay for play, you know what I'm saying? So he knew the time. He had the money, you know what I'm saying? So he was tricking on it, you know what I'm saying? But she started catching feelings because they started really hanging out. He started telling her, oh, you know, why don't you? Because she, look, for the people out there too, I did my research. I'm going to talk a little bit more in depth on this episode of Reasonable Doubt coming up this Twitter Tuesday. But anyway, so he started telling her, like, yo, you should wear your hair a little different, you know what I'm saying, get braids, because she is the type of, she's a porn star. She's a black porn star, but she only deals with white guys in her scenes. If you go check her pay, her if you look her up, it's all white people. So that's what she's doing. So
she's
she
mainstream.
She's
dang
white.
That's how you go
people.
Mainstream.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she there's no she to my knowledge she's never had a scene with a black guy. It's all white guys, right? So and then she catches Zion Williamson. She said they met like 2 years ago. He DM'd her or something like that, and blah blah blah. And like I said, it was transactional. That's what she said. But then they start hanging out more. Like, he'd be on his road trips. He'll just fly her out and blah, blah, blah. And they start getting a little – and she started catching feelings for him. She thought she was like, okay, you know. And then he was telling her, like, I don't want you to be in – I don't want you to really do scenes no more. You can chill out on your own fans, right? And then he was telling her, like, look, what about if I get you a condo in New Orleans and set you up? You know what I'm saying? How much I got to give you a month for you to be comfortable? So she was all with it. So she was like, okay, blah, blah, blah. Then come to find out, like last week, he was also dating some other little chick who she did have a baby already from Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, from down there. And basically he ended up getting this chick pregnant. I think she was like, you know what I'm saying, So he had just seen the Mariah Mills chick last week. So she, and then this is where it gets interesting, because she was trying to put him on to game in a way. She was just like, look, I don't, like, you a basketball star. I know you ain't going to be famous. And she's like a bonus star. But she was just saying, just keep it a buck. Like, keep it a buck, and that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, and she was telling him, like, just don't let nobody trap you. Don't let these other women trap you. I know you're going to do your thing. Like, we can have some reason. We can have fun. And if he was mature enough and on his shit, he could have finessed that whole situation. But instead, like you just said, he wasn't keeping it a buck with her. He was selling her a dream, like, oh, blah, 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 yeah, blah, blah, blah. And then meanwhile, he has a gender reveal that was trending on Twitter with the chick that he was, the other chick he was messing around with. And, you know, they went on the Instagram live or some shit. And then everybody started talking about it. And that's how she found out. And then that's when she started airing out all his dirty laundry as far as, like, you know, their relationship. So the moral of the story is, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think he did get trapped by this other little chick. And once again, like, I'm not saying that you can't date other women with kids. But that's one of the things I always talk about. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not even going to be just him. You know what I'm saying? He's always got to deal with the baby father or this other thing. And now you got a kid with this chick. And now that's her. Now she hit the jackpot. And then the other chick, Mariah Mills, she was tweeting just cash apps, 20,000 here, 10,000 here. Another 20, that, like, it's just a big mess, you know what I'm saying? But, and so he's trying to tell her, like, yo, delete all the Twitter posts, because she's been posting ever since this went down. It was like probably about 4 days ago. Post. Then she deleted it and started posting some more shit. So I'm just saying, so moral of the story is, I'm seeing it from both angles. I'm seeing it from her angle. She was just like, yo, I don't care what you do. Just keep it a buck. You know what I'm saying? We can get down
exactly
how we get down. You know what I'm saying? Don't lie about it. Why? I was just with you last week. You couldn't tell me that you had a baby on the way. And I had to find out like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? And then he did. The other chick, Mariah Mills, she was right. This other chick did trap him. It's not like, you know what I'm saying? She that's a come up. And then, yeah, so it's just a whole situation. But, you know what I mean? Like, I guess moral of the story is, you just got to keep
it. I think they said the other chick did,
like,
porn or something too, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I haven't seen it. I was, you know, because like I said, you know, we kind of like journalists. We are journalists here. We are social. We are podcast journalists. You know what I'm saying? So when we bring stories, I like to do my research. You know what I'm saying? And make sure I know what I'm talking about. So if people are following the story, they know they can listen to, you know, Real Adult Talk with SGMO Benz, the world famous Chop Off, and get the you know, and get it from our perspective, but get the details. So anyway, I wasn't able to find that out of yet, but that's what she's been saying. So it does look like, I mean, from the outside looking in, once again, obviously I don't know him. I'm not in the know like that to tell you exactly what it is, but just on the outside looking in, it does feel like that one chick trapped. Now she got a baby, basketball wives and all this other stuff. And you know what I'm saying? And he kind of avoided that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'll be surprised if they work out, you know what I'm saying? But I could be wrong. I'm just on the outside looking in, you know what I'm saying? But it just seems like,
yeah, cause he ugly as shit, you know, nah. Like,
I mean, yeah,
and then,
you know, fuck, yeah, you know, so yeah, so the other chick just feeling is kind of slight. The Mariah Mills chick is, cause that's another thing too. Like, I think women always feel some type of way if you do get caught, you know, slipping or cheating or whatever the case may be, and they feel like you're downgraded. They like,
for the sake
what the hell?
Of Mariah Mills, right? Let me just say this part, right? And then we can, you know, give our final thoughts on the topic. When people are like, man, she a porn star. If you have been on this show since we've had this show, we've been on the air for about 6 years, I told you, and I'm easy to tell my story. That's why a person can't assassinate my character from 2009 to 2012, something like that, 2009, 2012, 2013, I was a porn starlet. So all of my movies were in stores, you know, I did what I did, okay? And then I found my purpose in life and followed my destiny, and here we are. So when I coach, I coach from a place of being able to tell you, I've been there, I've done that. I've lived a hell of a life, and I've made a whole lot of money in my lifetime. But, again, my youngest son, father, and my person that I was with before I got married, I met both of them while I was in the industry. And the person that I was with before I got married, he and I dealt with each other, like, we know each other 12 years and had a good, solid situation. And then it just, you know, didn't work out. My youngest son's father, he's a rapper, right? Very well-known rapper, a legend at that. And our son is 5 years old. Now, the one thing that I can tell you, he did say, like, you got to be done with porn before we go to the next level. Now, he said that, and I think I respected him so much. You know, we had a great situation. But you have a lot of people of like, this guy that plays basketball. You have a lot of people of his caliber that will come at you and deal with you and don't care. You know what I'm saying? And so I've been in rooms, I've been in places that people can only imagine, you know, how to be in. But now everybody getting a fake ass and doing things. But the thing is, back then our code was we never talked about it. You know what I'm saying? No matter what went down, no matter how it went down, you know, there's a code that you never go to social media and you never tell your business. That's just not how it works, you know? And so there was always a code to that because you don't, boy, listen, it's some famous people that love porn stars. And it's just the energy of that, just knowing that somebody has perfected a craft to an extent on one level or another, and you get to play with them. You know what I'm saying? So it's not taboo. It's taboo to the public, but it's not taboo to us because that's what you get. You don't have to deal with regular schmegler guys when you have a title like that, especially when you take it serious. Back then, we had to test every 30 days. I'm not sure the regulations now. I'm pretty sure it if it's the same or it may have gotten stricter, but we had to do HIV tests every 30 days, full panel tests, HIV, syphilis, herpes, gonorrhea, chlamydia, trichomonia, every 30 days. And that's to keep you active. So this girl here, if she's only on the scene with white guys, she's trying to go, you know, like a megastar. That's how Jada Fire, that's how Pinky, that's how – well, Pinky
did white guys, but then she started doing all the big time black guys. Right? But this how like Jada Fire, she's a legend to this day in porn because she did so many scenes with white guys. So they, and then they pay you more money. So, so for her to have that energy to be able to, you know, do the scenes with the white guys, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, salute to her. She had her own genre of her own. You know what I'm saying? So she's doing what she got to do. So I hear a lot of people like, oh, it's a porn star. You get with a porn star. That is so easy. That is so easy. Like, if I was to ever sit down and just call out books and did a tell-all, like, man, I would have people draws on the people jaws on the floor. But it's not, you know what I'm saying? It's a code that you live by when you're in yeah. that type of lifestyle. And we uphold it. And Black has uphold her code. And I got out of the game in, what, 2012, the end of 2012? So me getting out of the end of 2012, and this is 2023 now, that's 11 years that I have been out of the game. And I still, you know, stick to the code. You know, you got some people, I've had people like, oh, you need to do a tell-all book. You need to do this. You need to do that. And I'm like, why? You know what I'm saying? I knew what I was doing when I signed up for it, so why would I now want to go tell somebody else business? You know what I'm saying? But that's to that extent. So when it comes down to the whole situation, I would prefer multiple wives because you're not going to be out here just dealing with anybody. You're going to have respect for the person that you deal with. Now, we don't have to live in the same house. It would be great if we could live on the same property because we're saving money, yada, yada. But at the end of the day, why? You don't want all that stress, and most people are not mature enough to move in that manner. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I would prefer multiple wives because if you're not having multiple wives, then you out here lying to everybody. You out here playing games. You know what I'm saying? She don't know about me. I don't know about her. Or if somebody found out about me, but I don't know about her, that's lying. And I don't like anything, you know, of that nature. So like I said, I would deal with somebody and say, okay, I'm one of two wives or one of three wives versus that. Because when a man gives you the title of his wife, he's not dealing with you as a girlfriend. Like, okay, yeah, we go to the movies or something like that. No, it all becomes real life. You know what I'm saying? Everything that happens in your household, he has to know. But again, it takes a very strong man to be able to take on that position. You know what I'm saying? And in our tradition, as far as you have multiple wives, a lot of them have them in the same household as they are. But then you have those that are not in the same household. You know what I'm saying? So that's my preference. I, like I said, as far as these women are here, if y'all not going to leave the man alone, y'all going to keep dealing with him, you know, it's just best to accept that you are one of multiple wives. Don't worry about the load that's on his shoulders because men do it every day, B. You know what I'm saying? They out here in two whole relationships. They go lay in the bed with you one night, go lay in the bed with her the next night, go back to your bed that night. Motherfucker ain't even got no house. You know what I'm saying? They got clothes at your house and clothes at their house. So it's best to know about it and to come together to build, right? Because that's the ultimate goal. One, to have somebody being honest with you. Two, to build a legacy. You know what I'm saying? To build an empire. So our heads are messed up because they don't want us to build an empire.
If you do have, you are dealing with different. Yeah, if you are dealing with multiple women on those levels, you should be building it, and that's when it, you know, especially if you've been dealing with just, you know, two different women or three different women or four different women for the longest time. You know what I'm saying? You might as well at some point just keep it a buck so y'all all can just build together. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely see that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, what's the point in you dealing with somebody for that long and, you know, and y'all have different attributes that y'all can, like, work together and network. You know what I'm saying? You might as well make it all happen. You might as well make it a conglomerate. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, instead of beefing and then tearing each other down, build each other up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. So I definitely, you know, especially if we got all these, like I said, all this gay marriage and all this other stuff. I'm like, yo, you might as well just, because I don't, you know, I'm the type of person, don't G me. You know what I'm saying? Like, do not tell me the longest time. Like all right, I don't want to go off on a tangent here, but this is how I am. You know what I'm saying? Two things that I feel like I got G'd on when it comes to religion, right? So, and this is why I'm spiritual now, because spirituality makes it all make sense. You know what I'm saying? For me, we talked about this last week. Shout out to you, Black. So the first time I got G'd, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I told you when I was younger, you know, I would go to church every so often, you know what I'm saying, with my grandparents, right? So I'm going to church, you know what I'm saying, and I'm learning about different things. And even my mother's mother even had me going to Bible study at one point. I'm like, yo, I got to go to school, what, 5 days a week, and then you want me to do some Bible, some studying and all this? But anyway, the thing that kind of blew my mind, right, because, you know, I've always been a inquisitive, smart, you know, imaginative person. You know, I was just a younger version of me at this time, right? I've always been a reader, always been, you know, studying things that I thought was interesting. So, you know, we finally get to the point in the school curriculum where, you know, we're learning about dinosaurs. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm seeing, because I always loved science. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, yeah, that make a lot of sense. Evolutions, dinosaurs and all this shit. And then, you know, you're seeing the bones and shit, and then it just makes sense. You know, when you study science, you can see how it makes sense. So I'm like, And then I'm like, why isn't it no dinosaur? Why don't we talk about dinosaurs in the Bible? You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, we got Adam and Eve and all this other stuff in the story of Jesus. And then, you know, I discover Egypt is 10,000 years before Christianity. You know what I'm saying? So that blew my mind. And then, you know, like I said, just recently, so you tell me, oh, the solitude of marriage and you know, one woman, one man, and then all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying, we got the whole gay marriage or whatever. And once again, I'm not knocking that. I'm not knocking. What I'm just trying to say is I don't know why it's called marriage. You know what I'm saying? If it's a partnership, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's fine. And you got the same right to as if you're married, but don't call it marriage. If you, the Bible, that this, like I said, this country was built on, you're talking about Christian values, do not call it marriage, because now I don't want to say I don't have no respect for it, but I lost a lot. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm thinking, like, this is it. All right. One man, one woman. That makes sense to me. A man, woman, marriage. You know, you can have kids, have a family. That all made sense to me. Like, I never questioned that. I was like, okay. But now, 2013 or whatever, now it's like, oh, a man can marry another man and a woman can marry another woman. And now we got all these different they, them, and you know what I'm saying, and all that.
Right,
stuff,
but a man can't have multiple wives. Exactly.
So what I'm just saying, like, I know you're saying in your culture, you know what I'm saying, it's prevalent, you know what I'm saying, from what you were telling me, your point of view. But I'm just saying, just as American culture, just open it up. You already opened it up to that. So if I am in position, I'm just saying, like, I feel you saying, like, don't even go by the, you know, the quote-unquote white man's laws and the laws of the United States of America, you know what I'm saying? Don't go by that. Just go by what you're saying. But I'm saying, since they didn't already change the law, so you can, you know, be a man and a man marrying each other or a woman and a woman marrying each other, then you might as well, if you are, you know, you can put certain stipulations in there. You have to be able to whatever. Like, if you have a certain, wealth, why can't you marry multiple women if they agree to it? You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't make sense. And vice versa. You know what I'm saying? If a woman want to have multiple husbands, hey, why not? You don't already opened it up. So you can't hit me with the religious stuff again because you guys just going to flip the script. So, you know, that's my point on it. You know what I mean? So. Once again, another awesome topic, Black, you know what I'm saying? We definitely got some good talking points in, you know what I'm saying? Fascinating relationship, United States of America, you know what I'm saying? Real adult talk, SG Mo Bands. You know, we bring it to you raw and uncut each and every Sunday. So without further ado, you know, let's get into it. So, you know, this is my favorite part of the show. This is the world famous chop up. So once again, you know, if you're new to the show, if you never heard the show, it's your first time listening to the show, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my ish on certain things that I thought was interesting throughout the week, bring it to the world famous chop up, and we chop it up. So as always, you know, before, you know, I run down the topics that I have, Black, was there anything that you was tripping on this week and wanted to bring it to the world famous chop up?
No, just sleep. I'm just focusing on getting the hell up out of here. I put you on mute so I can take the trash to the take the trash to the top and finish packing.
All right, no doubt. So I'm gonna hold it down for the last 20 minutes. So, all right. So a couple things. So now, definitely check out, you know, this episode. I'm gonna give you a sneak peek of the three topics that I'm gonna talk about this coming week on Reasonable Doubt. Once again, that's a spinoff show. That's every, you know, Twitter Tuesday, 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. serving up three topics. Me and my co-host Kev Herc. So, a couple things on the preview for that that we're gonna dive into. You know what I'm saying? Of course, that's three topics. And it's inspired by that 1996 Jay-Z album, Reasonable Doubt. And, you know, the songs from the album, we correlate that to the topic. So the first topic that I'm going to get into, you know, this coming Tuesday is going to be Trump. You know, big shout out to Donald Trump, you know, but Donald Trump can't stop, won't stop. You know what I mean? And more, do your thing, man. Don't let them hold you up, you know what I'm saying? Because I see what they're doing, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, the news that Trump just got indicted again, you know what I'm saying? And basically, this is in Florida, and it's basically some supposed documents that wasn't returned or something like that. Now, Biden did the same thing, mind you, and whatever, you know what I'm saying? But and then, of course, you know, this had came out before, and I got to do a little bit more research before, you know, Tuesday to go a little bit more in depth. But I thought we had rumblings about this before, and then I thought they got it straightened out. And then, of course, you had the speaking of, you know, adult starlets, then we had the situation in New York where he got indicted about that because they say he paid it off. And then I think that got situated, and now they got another one. So basically, it just seems like they're trying to, you know, stop them from gaining momentum to be able to have, you know, the part two of the showdown of, you know, Biden versus Trump, Trump versus Biden or whatever. And it's just like, yo, just let the people decide, man. Like, you know, that's why we have this democracy, you know what I'm saying, this country. Like I said, if somebody comes up through the ranks and they want to run for president, they can do it, you know what I'm saying? And it's up to the people to decide. You know, I love the debates and stuff like that. And, you know, I truly think that it was some sabotage that went on. You know, I think, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get into the whole conspiracy theory and all that. But, you know, it's just ironic the whole COVID and all that had came up, and you know, when Trump seemed to be gaining momentum, we had the Space Force and a lot of things was going into motion. You know, we were talking about the Platinum Plan and all this other stuff, and then the whole COVID hit, and that gave just an excuse to kind of have this, you know, shit hit the fan, and then Biden, and then of course getting right back, and then Biden ushered in a whole bunch of more laws, or not more laws, but more just things now with when it comes to children and this whole, like, they and them. I'm talking about kids. And, you know, like, if you get to of age and you want to be on that, that's on that. But, you know, trans, you know, where you can change your gender before you're even 18 and all this other stuff, all that's not with this Biden administration. And I'm kind of, you know, honestly, I'm kind of tired of it, you know what I'm saying? No disrespect or whatever to, you know, people out there that's really dealing with those type of issues and stuff like that. I just don't like it being pushed on kids and stuff like that. So that's my thing right there. So I want to see these type of issues get debated. And, of course, we got the inflation and all that. You know, I thought, you know, the last administration, you know, the Trump administration, I like the trade. Things was going in order with, you know, he was always talking business and, you know, making sure that the United States gets the best deals in these trade agreements and stuff like that. Things that I can just relate to, like, and making it make sense. You know what I'm saying? It's just like all that has gone to Space Force. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was into that. You know what I'm saying? I love, like I said, I love science. I love what Elon Musk is doing. And, like, I was like, oh, man, if they can, like, collaborate and all this other stuff. I just thought it was just good for the United States to see growth and see a future, and you know what I mean? So the new generation is coming up. You can just see the things, you know, trips to Mars and setting up simulation and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's the stuff I get into or whatever. But I just want to see that get debated again. So anyway, long story short, the main part that I'm going to focus on this this Tuesday's episode of Reasonable Doubt and this whole Trump story is how he's switching up his lawyers, he's shaking up the lawyers. Like I said, shout out to The Art of the Deal, a great book. But, you know, basically The Art of the Deal, it talks about, you know, his come up. You know what I'm saying? Trump's come up in the real estate game and all of that, and you know, getting deals done and the things he had to do to kind of get certain buildings made, and you know, when he set up Atlantic City and stuff like that. So the things that I take from that interesting to me was his lawyers. You know what I'm saying? Always had lawyers to kind of understand the laws and stuff like that. So, you know, and then it was always things coming in his way, you know, to get certain goals done. So I say that to say this. It's going to be interesting once again. You know, we're going to definitely give you the political views on this, especially the closer we get to 2023. I'm losing my train of thought, but 2024, you know what I'm saying, we will have a new either a remaining president or a new older president again, you know what I'm saying, or somebody just totally new if somebody else comes with like DeSantis, you know, and gets the nomination, which I don't think. I think DeSantis, you know what I'm saying, he's the governor from Florida who's Republican, who's getting a lot of burn a little bit too. But I think, if anything, he might be vice president, you know, like, because, you know, if Trump gets out of this whole indictment situation and we do move forward, you know, who will be his running mate? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm going to get into the whole lawyer aspect of it and, you know, how he's switching up his team and, you know, to see what's next with that. So that's one of the stories I'm working on for this Tuesday. So, you know, definitely, you know, log on the list, and that's on my Mobins, MOBINS Twitter page. You know, we go live on Twitter Space with that. So that's one. Another interesting thing that I'm going to dive more into is the one, you know, we talked about it earlier today, earlier in the show with the Zion Williams, Mariah Mills. But my twist that we're gonna be adding to it is all publicity, good publicity. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to that, and I'm like, wow, I think it is, you know, because I didn't know, you know, me, you know, I have my top 10 starlet in the game that, you know, that I do each year, and you know, so I keep my ear to what's going on and like, you know, the adult industry, the from the black point of view, you know, the black starlets or whatever. And I had no clue because maybe, that as Black alluded to, Mariah Mills, she was going mainstream and only doing scenes with white guys or whatever. I didn't even, you know, she wasn't on my radar because she wasn't even doing like both. You know what I'm saying? I could see doing some of that, but she's just totally like that way. So, I guess she just flew into my radar. So, anyway, but now this whole Zion Williamson story then took off since last week. Now she's you know, people know her. You know, I see she got like a million followers now, so she can finesse this, like she can do some Kim Kardashian shit and finesse it into a whole second career, write a book and or whatever, you know, get on a reality show or whatever. So in my estimation, I mean, I think Kim Kardashian really set the stage for that, you know, all publicity. Can be good publicity, I think. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to dive into that. You know what I'm saying? We're in a social media era. So it just seems to get your name popping. A lot of times it's got to be controversial every sometimes. You got to be provocative. You know, I'm not saying clout chase, but if things come your way and your name starts ringing for whatever reason, and people know you, you know what I'm saying, flip it. You know what I'm saying? You got to flip it to your advantage. You know what I'm saying? So I think in that way, because now I didn't say her name, I don't know how many times on the show now, Mariah Mills, you know what I'm saying? So now I know her now. So now I'm like, okay, will she make my top 10 list? I don't know. She might, you know what I'm saying? So not a lot, and kind of seeing her flow. And then once again, I love Twitter because Twitter, you really get a sense of, you know, a person's thoughts. And, you know, she basically wrote a book this last week just on the Twitter tweets, you know what I'm saying? Just me, you know, researching this for the show to talk about. So very interesting. So now, you know, she's got her 15 minutes, but now can she finesse that 15 minutes and have this little fame that she has now grow? Because the other thing, too, that makes it interesting is Zion Williamson. This gets his name popping again. You know, we hear Ja Morant for the guns and stuff like that. And he's going to get suspended, you know, it's probably half the season, you know what I'm saying, once the NBA Finals is over. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But his name is constantly popping. People know who he is. I mean, right now it's kind of infamous because of the whole gun situation and all of that. And I don't know why he's doing it. It just seems like, you know, he's reaching. But, and I'm a Ja Morant fan, but his name is popping. It's ringing. You know what I'm saying? You got to know who he is. And then if he can finesse it and have a good season next year, you know, he'll be even more popular. You know what I'm saying? So, which brings me back to Zion Williamson. Basically, you know, he's been hurt this whole his whole career. You know what I'm saying? When he plays, he's a beast. You know what I'm saying? New Orleans, when he's out there and he's right, he's a very good player, and that's why he's been such a tease. But the fact that you haven't seen him, and now this story is making his name ring even more. So, like I said, even though it's controversial and his business is being, you know, leaked in the streets or, you know, all over the internet, when he gets ready to play a game, if he balls out, you know, people are going to just, you know, they're going to gravitate towards that. So I think, you know, all publicity can be good publicity. You just got to know how to. You got to finesse it. You know what I'm saying? You got to ride that momentum and make it work. And, you know, nobody has finessed that more in this day and age than Kim Kardashian. You know what I'm saying? If you say what you want about her or whatever, but she's the one person I can say took some controversy and made it almost a billion-dollar business, you know what I'm saying, like off one tape, you know what I'm saying? So it just goes to show you. And then, let's see here, then the last thing we're going to be discussing, we're going to review the new Janelle Monáe project, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Janelle Monáe. She dropped a new album. You know, she's doing big things. You know, she's acting in a few movies. I can't think. Knives Out, I think that was a Netflix movie. Great. Good movie, man. Good, really good movie. You know, one of the, probably the best movies I've seen last year. You know what I'm saying? Real kind of like whodunit mystery. But now she's getting back to what brought her here. You know what I'm saying? No, she's got a future if she wants to keep pursuing acting, but she got back to her music. So, you know, Janelle Monáe, she dropped a new album called The Age of Pleasure. So like I said, I'm going to be, going a little bit more in depth and reviewing that album on this week's episode of Reasonable Doubt. But just to give you a sneak peek of, you know, probably what I'll bring to the table, because I have listened to the album. Definitely just a sexy album, you know what I'm saying? So if you're going on vacation, which I will be, you know what I'm saying, in October, though, you know what I'm saying, so I'm grinding right now. But when I do go, especially if you're going to, like, a little island, which I plan to, this is a nice album to have, man, in your rotation. It's a nice summertime feel-good type of album. I like her promotion. I mean, she's been showing her milks on the promotion like crazy, you know what I'm saying, her milks, you know what I mean? That's the slang I'm gonna say for it, and they're nice too, you know what I'm saying? And she's got her little tops on and her little, you know what I mean? She's been real sexy leading up to the play. Even the album, you know, she's like, you know, like topless in the swimming pool and, you know, naked swimming and all this other stuff. Mad just topless photos So she's really been playing up. Like, it reminds me of, like, Madonna back in the day when Madonna would have a rollout of her, one of her albums in it. She tried to, you know, be extra sexy with it. But it's Janelle Monáe, man. So she's always been – it's cool to see her, like, coming out of her show. I remember when she first came on the scene, she was wearing the tuxedos. And she's another one, too. I believe she is, you know, bisexual. So that's why this album is interesting, because it explores – all of that as far as from her perspective. She has some really, you know, interesting songs on there. She's got one called, what is it called? 4-2 or something like that. Anyway, but it talks about the whole poly lifestyle kind of, you know, it could be like a poly lifestyle kind of anthem. She's got another one called Pay You in Pleasure, which is, you already know what that's stating. But it's got a nice Caribbean feel to it, you know what I'm saying? Nice just island vibes, you know what I'm saying? You can hear it, just sounds like a good time, you know what I'm saying? And from top to bottom, you know, it's pretty good. So, you know, I'll definitely be going a little bit more in depth with that. So let's see here, man. We got about 4 minutes left in the world famous chop up. So lastly, a couple other sports stories. I'll probably get a little bit more in depth maybe next week when I can, when I have more time, the last Sunday of the month, you know, when I have the whole entire show for the world famous chop up, I'll get a little bit more into this story. But, you know, the PGA tour, that's the golf tour, you know, shout out to Tiger Woods and, Rory McIlroy and, you know, all these golfers, you know what I'm saying? Tiger Woods is the big name, but anyway, PGA, and another golf organization, Live Golf, which is funded and is out of Saudi Arabia. They were, you know, for the people out there that's not up on this, Saudi Arabia, man, that Arab money, got a lot of money up there, man. That oil money is long. You know, shout out to Dubai. You know, everybody knows Dubai has become, you know, a go-to overseas vacation destination. So anyway, they're throwing that money around, and the PGA Tour was pissed off because they had a lot of prominent golfers coming over to Live, and they thrown them a bunch of money. I mean, I think they offered Tiger Woods basically a close to $1 billion, if not $1 billion, something like $900 million or something like that. He turned it down, but now they've combined. So, you know, he's probably kind of pissed off that Tiger Woods got money like that. But a lot of golfers who turned down the money because, you know, PGA was trying to say, oh, we think Saudi Arabia, you know, was connected to the whole 9/11 situation and this and that, and, you know, and then, you know, how – you know, over there, they don't play that whole, you know, what's the word? I don't want to be disrespectful. I'm just saying, but in another country, they're not as receptive to the whole, you know, gay culture and stuff like that. So so a lot of people, you know, were protesting it. But, you know what I'm saying, money talks. And long story short, PGA and Live Golf combines. You know, so that's been an interesting story. That kind of like, wow, you know, it makes sense though. You know what I'm saying? I can see that being an evolution of golf. You know, golf, they need a pick me up. You know what I'm saying? Since Tiger Woods, he's getting older, you know, he doesn't have the same, you know, he's had so many injuries, back injuries. And then, you know, he had his personal issues, you know what I'm saying? So, for golf to keep going, they needed, it seemed like they needed something, and this could be it. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see how that happens. So that's that. Another interesting news was Lionel Messi. For all the, you know, I know we're a worldwide show, so we got a lot of probably, you know, soccer enthusiasts out there. You know, I'm not the biggest soccer fan, I'm not the biggest golf fan, but, you know, I'm a sports guy, so I want to, you know, bring you the different news that's happening. But the other thing is Lionel Messi, I think he's Argentinian, if I'm not mistaken, but he's going to be going to Miami. You know, David Beckham's got a team that he runs down there in Miami. The United States Soccer League or Association or whatever you want to call it. But going to join the Miami team down there. So that's been a big time thing because Miami's popping. Of course, they're in the playoff, in the finals right now. They're probably going to lose to the Denver Nuggets probably, you know, by the time anybody hears this on the rear. But anyway, Miami's a popping city right now as far as the sports, man. They're doing a lot of big things down there, you know. You know, for them to get Lionel Messi, who's a big-time star, is big, you know what I'm saying? So that's going to be big for the culture of Miami, the whole international flavor they got down there. And he actually turned down $1 billion to play for a Saudi Arabian club. So just goes to show you, man, that Arab money is real, and they're really tossing around. They really want to get into the American sports conversations. That is it. This has been another episode of Real Adult Talk with SGMO Benz. So big shout out to Black for the topic. Big shout out to me for the world famous chop up. If you want to put a face with a voice, follow the Twitter page. You know, of course, that's Real Adult Talk. Talk spelled T-A-W-K. We put that country twang on it. If you want to put a face with the voice, check me out on IG, Mo Benz, M-O-B-I-N-N-S. Of course, always keep it respectful. And until next week, everybody be safe. Signing off. Peace.